strange feeling like, oh, I don't know, we're not actually here?
Like deja vu?
Sure. Or, you know, we're ghosts, we're dead, we're not here.
I mean, I don't want to say we're dead.
No. Well, I do, but yes. Yeah, here's the deal. We're on vacation this week, so it's worst of, and here, in all of its glory, Kevin's first break ever on KLOS.
What?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
What'd you just say?
What?
That was good.
I just said
You're supposed to screw it up.
95.5 KLOS. Listen, it's Kevin and Sluggo.
Hi.
I'm happy to be here. This is Kevin Ryder.
That's Sluggo Ryder.
Yes. Who knew this would ever happen? I was at K-Rock for 30 years, and, you know, they let me go. So, all right, good.
They did?
Now I'm here.
I haven't heard anything about this.
And I'm very excited about it, but I was just telling Sluggo that it's sort of odd that people love that I mess up. So they root for me to make mistakes.
There's actually collections of moments with Kevin, basically, in the world, right?
Thousands of them.
So when's the first one?
But I don't know. But when
people are making bets right now. Wagers are being thrown down.
There's drinking
Cash.
Games.
Yeah.
There are.
Nice.
And they think that I'll say the other station and I'll get confused. And, you know, look, I have a prism in my head and words go in and then it comes out in whatever order it comes out.
You know, no one cares.
I do, right?
No. That's who cares? It's radio. What a stupid business. So the reason I threw that song on Def Leppard there is because you were told at one time back in Phoenix that you were never allowed to play that song on the radio. We weren't, yeah.
Sluggo and I worked on Saturday Night Party Patrol in a station in Phoenix.
Yeah.
And we went to the management. We said, listen to this song.
It's amazing.
Pour
it's
some
huge.
Sugar on me.
Right.
They wouldn't. And then they eventually listened to it. And we were told, this radio station will never, ever play that song.
And it became the biggest song of the year for the station.
Yep.
Which is just a perfect example of how ridiculous radio is. For example, letting someone go who's very familiar to Los Angeles radio at the beginning of a pandemic.
I mean, that
seems
happens.
Like a really bad idea.
I mean, other people have it worse, but yeah, that wasn't ideal.
No, right.
Exactly. It wasn't ideal.
Yes, yes.
But they let hourly people go, and that is what's up.
Yeah,
that's
what's
up.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so we'll take your calls, 818-955-KLOS.
And let us know if you are already wagering as to when the first moment with Kevin will occur.
Maybe you already lost money.
Tomorrow, dude.
Yeah, that's something.
That's insane.
Between 3 and 4.
With our precious little 1 second of nonstop rock game.
It is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We've been thinking about doing this topic for a long time because on Twitter, on TikTok, there's so many people that have celebrity sightings.
Right.
And there are horrible sightings, and there are great sightings, people that really just...
Well, that's nice and all, but I like the horrible ones. I want to go south.
I do, too. And I especially like it if it's our fault.
Right. Which it usually is, let's be honest.
So I met Magic Johnson.
Oh,
I ran into Magic Johnson at a party.
Right.
Yes. Literally hit him. Yes.
And it didn't even affect him, right? He didn't even...
No, of course. And I wasn't prepared.
Right.
So I didn't know what to say. So in the end, I ended up saying, you're great. And that's it.
That's not so bad.
And what?
That's who? You didn't even remember it.
And he smiled and walked away.
Sure.
And probably thought, what a douchebag.
No, he didn't even think about it, dude.
You don't know, man.
I don't know. Here, let me give you this one. Joel Hodgson from Mystery Science Theater 3000. One of the funniest guys I do. And they had a little special event going on. I went backstage. I got to hang out sort of there. Everybody was walking away from him. I decided, hey, here's my turn. Kind of go running up. For some reason, they decided, no, you're not supposed to go near Joel right now. No, whatever you do. So he walks past me and he goes, I'm going to the bathroom, man. I'll be right back. And I'm like, oh, I'll follow you. We'll talk.
What's wrong with you?
Because it's Joel Hodgson. It's
right. But he's going to the bathroom.
And he looked at me like, no, man. And sort of like aimed at his people. Can you get this guy out of here?
He didn't find it as funny
as
you did.
Not at all. So that sucked.
Keith is here, our program director.
What's up, man?
What's up, guys?
You ruined one, too?
I blew it so hard. All right, this was 1998.
Okay. Do you remember the movie Wild Things with Denise Richards and Nev Campbell?
Yeah. Are you kidding? I memorized it.
Right, exactly. So I had just relocated out here to L.A. from Denver. I was programming another station that won't be named. And all my friends back in Denver knew that Denise Richards was my screen crush, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody had a crush on her.
Sure.
And so people, you know, artists and people would come through the radio stations, and we'd get pictures with them, and I'd send them back to my friends and all of that. Well, so I went to 7-Eleven one morning, and in walks Denise Richards.
See, that's the problem, is you'd see Denise Richards not in the setting that you expected.
You're right. Exactly right. Yep. And so I started sweating. I didn't know what to do. She was taking forever. I don't know what she was looking for, but I just kind of hung out by the magazines for a while.
Will you get your Slurpee already, woman? I want to talk to you.
I'm trying to time it out so that I can walk to the register at the same time with her.
Stalker.
So which did the other 12 people in the 7-Eleven.
But my timing was good, so we did go to the register at the same time, and I was behind her, and what I want, and I so I tapped her on the shoulder, and I said, "Hey, I'm a big fan," and what I wanted to say was, "Would you mind if we took a picture together? I'm going to turn it into a card and send it to my friends back in Denver. They'll think it's great."
Uh-oh.
But what I think, I think what she heard was, "Hi, I make Christmas cards. Do you want one?" And wow, she looked at me like,
why would I want to?
I can't even explain
Christmas
it.
Card.
That's 100 miles from what you wanted to say.
I was going to make it into a Christmas card.
Oh,
so
okay.
I jumbled my words worse than Kevin has ever jumbled his words.
Don't come at me, bro.
So yeah, I blew it.
What did she say? What were the words?
She just looked at me like I was crazy.
Get out of
my
life.
And just walked out. And I didn't. Stayed longer at the register, so she didn't think I was.
You just
following
licked
her.
Your wounds. You were just like, I'm done. I'm not going to try again.
It was over. It was over for me.
All right, so you had a bad celebrity encounter, and it was your fault.
Yep.
818-955-KLOS. Call now.
Cheap Trick. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Light up the fire.
We are. Microphone's not on. We are talking about celebrity encounters that went south, and it's mostly your fault. We've had them.
Yeah.
Sluggo and I both have had them.
Yep.
Where we just sound like bumbling idiots.
Especially here in Los Angeles. It's very common.
Yes.
Yeah.
So let's take some calls. KLOS, hello.
I did.
All right, who's this?
My name's Doug.
All right, Doug, who did you ruin?
Well, my wife worked at a gas station across the street from one of the studios in Burbank.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we were at the McDonald's across the street, and I noticed this man, and I walked over, and I kind of looked at him, and I go, "Hey, you ever been told you look a lot like Rob Reiner?" He kind of got up, and he looks at me, and he's like, "Yeah, I've heard that once or twice." I said, "You are, aren't you?" He's like, "Yeah."
You have to keep walking, though, at that
point.
You have to. Nicely done.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello. You had a bad celebrity encounter, and it was your fault?
About 40 years ago, my brother and I went to the Swing Auditorium in San Bernardino, and we saw the Greg Allman Band. And afterwards, we went backstage, and as the band was getting on the bus, we jumped on the bus with Greg Allman and everybody. And before we really got on the 10, and that's where we got caught. So, anyways, we got driven on the bus with Greg Allman and everybody. About 5 miles from the parking lot, we had to walk back.
Five miles.
Your car was back at the show.
A good encounter, bad encounter, it was both.
It was great.
818-955-KLOS, your celebrity encounter gone south. Call now.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Talking about celebrity sighting has gone wrong. You know, you see someone that you really love, you think they're so cool, you're so amazing, you want to go up and talk to them. And then,
if it's a surprise, I usually fail.
Yeah, yeah.
When I ran into Magic Johnson and said, "You're great," I just felt like an idiot.
But I guarantee you he doesn't remember that.
No, of course he doesn't.
It's the ones that go really bad.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons I decided, like, I saw Jerry Seinfeld outside of, Jerry's Deli back in the day. And I thought, oh, man, I got to say something. And I thought, why am I going to say anything? I'm going to go, "Hey, I really like that Seinfeld show." You know what I mean? And that was when I made the decision not to. And since,
really?
I didn't talk to him. I didn't say anything. I didn't even make make eye contact.
You can't even just throw out, hey, I love your work, or whatever, just a quick...
It just seemed if I was going to say anything, it should be something.
No.
Yeah, I guess
not. No, it doesn't need to be something.
So that's why I thought of, ultimately, I should have said something.
Just to, hey, I like what you do, whatever.
But on the other hand, Keith had a little tiny thing he was going to say. Our PD was in here talking about his celebrity encounter and totally blew it.
Yeah.
I think if you open your mouth in front of someone that you're kind of... Well, I guess it goes. That's always been the case. You just kind
you don't know exactly what to say.
Yeah.
All right. So you ruined a celebrity encounter.
818-955-KLOS. I wanted to say it in unison. It's fun. Celebrity sightings gone right. I got to sit down with Steven Tyler one time out of the blue. I had no idea I was going to suddenly be interviewing him. And he was the one of the nicest of all the people I've met.
Really?
Yeah, he was so cool. He was just so chill and awesome. And yeah, it was great.
That's good to hear.
But that's not what we're talking about.
No,
right? That's not why you called.
You met your favorite celebrity and it went south because of you. You have one of those, sir?
Hey, a long time ago, I was working on The Price is Right, moving furniture around and stuff like that.
Right.
I had 7 cups of coffee in me. I had to hit the men's room, right?
Sure.
I hit the men's room. I opened the door, 3 empty urinals. Big mistake. I took the middle one. About 4 seconds behind me, the door opens. This giant is right to the left of me, and he goes, "Hi, I'm Johnny Cash.
Oh.
How are you?"
Wow.
What do I do? Shake his hand? I was shaking something else.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for calling, man. That's awesome.
Johnny Cash.
You know, I actually, in K-Rock in New York, I used to have to pee next to Howard Stern. You want to talk about intimidating?
Yeah, I don't want to.
Walking into the room and he's like, "I'm 400 feet tall. I'm Howard Stern. And I'm not going to even look at you."
Baba Booey!
KLOS, you had a celebrity encounter gone wrong?
Alice Cooper.
Where did you see Alice Cooper?
At the Topanga Mall. He was getting Chinese food.
Mm-hmm.
I told my friend, you know, there was Alice Cooper there, so let me talk to him. So I ran to Alice Cooper, and Alice Cooper turned to me. And then I start going like, it's you. And then he tried to talk to me, and then he assumed I just didn't speak English. He says, "Are you Mexican?" And I go like, yeah. And then he says, "I've been in Mexico. It's really pretty." And
so he's trying. He's trying to help you there.
He's trying to help you out.
Yeah, he's like,
that's nice.
Yeah. Alice is awesome.
Yeah, he was so nice.
Sure.
Incredibly, ridiculously nice. Yeah, so I just ran away.
Yeah, I bet that happens a lot.
I love the runaway move.
That's
awesome. Strong.
Thank you for calling. Hi, KLOS. You had a celebrity encounter go wrong?
So this was a couple of years back. I was at the Toyota Grand Prix in Long Beach.
Mm-hmm.
A buddy of mine got his passes to the celebrity meet and greet. So I happened to spot Bruce Jenner.
Right.
Work up the nuts to go ask him for a picture. He agrees. And then I happen to get a phone call from my mom, and I actually answer just out of excitement. And he just goes, "The nerve of this guy." I guess he was.
But it's mom!
I got to be honest. That's funny.
That is awesome.
I can't believe I'm on the radio. I've called like a zillion times. But yeah, I totally pissed him off. And he walked away, and I didn't get a picture.
Awesome. I love everything about that
that's
story.
Awesome, man.
All right, 818-955-KLOS. You had a celebrity encounter, and it was your fault that it went south. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We were talking about meeting celebrities and it going south and it being your fault because that makes us laugh. So, KLOS, that happened to you?
Yeah, I met Kareem Abdul-Jabbar at a 76 gas station on PCH recently, and I confused him for Dr. Jack.
I realized it
like 5 minutes later. We were talking, and like I was like, "Yeah, we're talking about cars." He had this beautiful like 48 or 50 Packard. It was beautiful,
wow.
Black paint, unbelievable. So, and he looked. I had the nice old camper. And he looks at my bus, like an old bus. He goes, "Nice van." And I go, "Oh yeah." Oh, I'm like, "What are you talking about? Look at your car. Look at this." And I was talking about his car, and he goes, "Yeah, it's funny, people recognize the car sometimes before they recognize me." And I go, "Oh, Dr. J, I know you anywhere."
Oh, ouch.
The car and I drove up.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
And then I'm thinking like, oh,
yeah, you remember, you know, He's an airline pilot. He's Roger Murdoch. That's beautiful. Thanks for calling, man. That's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hi, KLOS. Tell us about your celebrity encounter gone wrong.
I was at this great little coffee shop next to the whiskey called Duke's on Sunset.
Right.
And I'm standing in line, and this guy turns around. It's Val Kilmer.
Wow.
And I looked at him. I said, "I'm your Huckleberry."
What was his response? He laughed?
Yeah, he laughed. But I felt like a dick.
You should have. But if he laughed, all good.
Yeah, that's good. It's all good then. That's awesome. Thank you for calling in, man. You know, that's what I was going to do to Seinfeld was throw out some stupid quote from the show.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah. Don't. Let's learn something here today.
No, but I'm saying you could just say, hey, I like your show. That's it.
I should have.
And just keep walking.
Totally, 100%. Yeah. I'm just like chickened out. Hi, KLOS. Tell us about your celebrity encounter gone wrong.
I saw Green Day and Jimmy Eat World at the Forum in 2003.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to wait outside to see like if any of Green Day came out. Because Green Day has been...
Did any of them come out?
Yeah, actually, Billy Joe came out, and he hugged me, and he kissed me on the cheek, and I was like, oh, my God. And wow. I was like, I could not think of anything to say.
Well, you don't need to say anything. You got a hug and a kiss. That's a good celebrity sighting, actually, I would say.
You didn't ruin that.
Yeah, no, well done, Monique. Thanks for calling in. I wish that Jodie Foster would do that to me someday. I love her. Jodie, are you out there?
KLOS, hello.
Hey.
You had a bad celebrity encounter that was your fault?
Basically, yeah.
Right.
I was at a ball game, and I was walking across the street after the game, and Steve Garvey was coming across the other way, and I was just like, oh, cool. And Garvey came up and walked up, and I put my hand out, and he shook it, and I looked down, and I said, wow, our forearms are the same size.
Why would you even notice?
I mean, it was just a weird thing that our arms were the same size.
Did he try and get away from you as quickly as possible at that point?
Pretty much, yeah.
Hey, hold on. We should measure other body parts.
Hey, you kids, quit making all that noise. Damn.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Indeed.
I don't know if you saw this story or not out of Torrance. Retired nun.
Okay. That's funny right out the gate.
You already got me.
Right.
You had me at nun. A retired nun who worked as the principal of a Catholic elementary school in California.
Ooh, how many times were you in trouble with a Catholic nun in high school?
Well, I didn't go to Catholic school.
Right.
But had I gone, I would have been in trouble a lot.
Constantly. Because you already were.
Yes.
How much more so there?
I don't know, because I've never gone to a Catholic school.
But super strict.
I mean, I don't know what she was like as the principal for 28 years, by the way.
Wow.
But she apparently stole school funds to gamble.
That's some kind of nun.
In the amount of $835,000.
Wow.
Listen to this news report.
Another blow to the Catholic Church, this time involving this woman who was a longtime principal here at this Catholic school. And she agreed to plead guilty in exchange for the charges that she'll face. I'll explain that shortly. We're talking about $800,000 that she admits that she stole, in part to fund her gambling habit. We're talking about 79-year-old Mary Margaret Cooper. She
79-year-old?
Yes.
Mary Margaret.
And
Cooper.
If I'm not mistaken, if you're a nun, don't you pledge a vow of poverty?
Of not playing in Vegas? I have no idea.
I
don't know. Yeah, really? I don't know.
Versus actually gambling almost $1 million.
According to authorities, for 10 years embezzled funds from St. James Catholic School in Torrance. She was a principal for nearly 30 years until she retired in 2018. At that time, the school started doing a financial check-in and they realized something was very wrong.
$800,000 wrong?
$833,000. Crazy.
Wow.
Yep.
It turns out, according to federal investigators, she controlled charitable donations, tuition from students, and living expenses for the nuns. And they say she would take school funds and then use them to pay for expenses that the order would have never approved, including large gambling expenses at casinos.
Right. Wow. Like she's going to ask.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey,
yeah,
can you guys approve a gambling debt?
Sure, happy to. Yeah. Are you playing craps again this weekend?
She also admitted to falsifying financial reports to cover up what she did. Krueger now faces one count of wire fraud and one count of money laundering. Per the U.S. Attorney's Office, she faces a maximum sentence of 40 years behind bars.
All right, she's 79. Eight,
yeah, she's 80. She's going to be 120? Wow.
Well, I'm finally getting out of this place, this hellhole.
How's a nun going to live in prison?
Wow. People would love her, though. They would like,
think?
Yeah. Well, sort of. If they went to Catholic school, maybe not.
Now, that second nun that you referenced to was allegedly involved, Sister Lana Chang. She was a teacher here. She also retired in 2018. Torrance Police, the IRS, the FBI all investigated this. And I reached out to the Department of Justice this morning. They told me they couldn't comment or describe exactly what happened, but they said that the former Sister Chang will not be charged, at least not by them. Now, as for Sister Krueger, she is going to be sentenced on July 1st, so we'll keep on top of this story and bring you the latest as it happens.
They got those names wrong. It's Sister Let It Ride. And Sister Hit Me.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hello.
I know that you don't probably know this about me, but I do spend about half of my time reading medical journals.
Yeah, okay.
Just for fun.
Right. For the pictures.
Yes. And I found this headline, pollution blamed for rising number of boys born with testicles in wrong place.
Like across the street?
Landmark study shows.
Where do they end up?
I mean, the biggest one, I think, is the undescended testicles,
right,
which is an actual thing, yeah, anyway in a certain amount of kids.
Yeah.
But they're saying that pollution is making it much worse.
What exactly do you mean well, wrong place?
That's why we bring in an expert.
Montana?
I don't have that information, but I believe our expert from the Public Health of France, his name is Dr. Marcel Desnoisettes. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, that is correct. You have said my name correctly. C'est moi. I am Dr. Marcel Nesquet.
Excuse me.
This is a surprise to you, but I am actually a victim of cryptorchidism, which you are referring to, that is testicle is not descending from the abdominal cavity.
I had no idea that you were suffering from this.
No one does. No one could suspect when they meet me that my testicles have not descended. Only if it's true. I believe it or not, it is absolutely true. So this is a very personal matter for me to be talking about with you
on
the radio there in the United States of America.
Okay, because you understand it. This is great.
Yeah, you have
a personal experience with it, yes.
Okay. Are you okay, sir?
Yes, that's much better.
Oh, that's a miracle.
What happened?
It's an 18th of March miracle.
What?
Whatever it is.
Happened indeed.
I guess they popped.
Oh, well. Did you breathe heavily?
Color me happy.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
That is a fact, my friend.
I was looking on the internet and I found a whole bunch of people who... The topic is strange things guests did in your house.
Oh, okay.
Strange things guests did in your house.
Oh, you said that in stereo.
And I have two. One is a New Year's Eve party.
Oh, man. Of course that gets bananas.
And Ralph Garman.
Oh, we're going to call him? We should call him.
With his girlfriend.
Yeah, we haven't talked to him yet. We've talked to a lot of people that sound strangely like him.
True.
But not him yet.
With his girlfriend in our bathroom.
Oh, in your bathroom.
Yeah, we had to burn it down. But the funniest one, mm-hmm, and I still to this day don't know what happened.
Okay.
I was at a party at Bean's house.
Right.
Donna, his wife, has great taste. So
yes,
their
she
house
does.
Is amazing.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, she's basically a fashion
yes.
diva, really.
So it's like, it's one of those houses that's a little too nice.
Sure.
I don't really feel comfortable because it doesn't look like it's quite lived in.
Yes. Yet. It's more like someone's going to come in and film for Architectural
yes.
Digest.
Well, I think it was like a housewarming party, so I think everything was relatively new.
Okay.
Now, I'm a huge fan of...
Trashing the joint.
Don't... Poop at work.
Oh, my God, no.
Take
poop
care of that.
Poop at home.
Right.
Poop at home, people.
Every once in a while, you don't have a choice.
Nope. Like every day. I mean, every once in a while.
So I decided that...
You were going to poop at the party?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
I didn't really have a choice.
You're a party pooper.
Yes, I am.
What?
But I thought, in my infinite wisdom, I would not use the downstairs.
Yeah, I was going to say...
I go upstairs.
Yeah, the houses I've been in of Beans, a couple of them, are massive. They are huge. So at least you had a few choices.
So I go upstairs, and I'm thinking, okay, well... I won't be discovered this way.
Well, of course, Ralph was in there with his girlfriend.
No, that was a different one.
Oh, okay.
Totally different party. So, I...
sit down to do your business.
Yes.
Noodles, are there any spiders involved?
No.
Good.
But I clogged the toilet.
No! I was wondering if that's what you were going to say.
Now, my response to that, to this day, bothers me somewhat, and I also don't know what I was thinking. I think I just panicked.
How, were you drunk? You're at a party.
No, at Bean's house, no.
Here, have some Kool-Aid.
Nope.
Okay.
But my response was,
yeah.
And I'm not saying this as a joke, I literally... ran out of the house.
You just left?
Yes.
You?
I ran down the stairs, out the front door.
Did it spill over on the floor when you flushed?
No, but it was super close.
It was right at the top. Next time it flushed, it was going to go over. Was there a plunger?
Actually.
Uh-oh.
Honestly, actually. No, there was no plunger. I looked.
Okay.
Actually, I don't know that it didn't.
Yeah.
Because I ran.
Because you ran immediately. As soon as it started filling up.
That was my response, and I don't know.
Was this a really full bowl?
Yes. And my response was run.
This is your coworker.
Yes,
how many years had been? Yeah,
you it'd probably been 12 years.
Yeah, because back to Phoenix. I mean, that's a long
maybe 8-9 years.
Yeah, that's still plenty of time.
Yeah.
How long before you fessed up that you were the party pooper?
I fessed up, I believe, on his last day.
You're kidding!
No.
You didn't say it before.
Nope.
I love you.
I was that's too embarrassed. That's
you
not amazing.
A secret that
no,
long.
That's awful.
No, it's hilarious.
It's not.
And
hilarious.
On his last
when
day,
when it's you, it's not hilarious.
By the way, buddy,
just so you know,
do you remember like 12,
remember
22 years ago?
Yeah. So that happened.
I heard your his last day. I don't remember. I must have missed that. That's
maybe
hilarious.
It was his last day, but I know that it was.
Yeah, it was in there.
It was in the last
that's
maybe
so
year.
So awesome! No, that's something to be proud of. To
no.
stand up. Let's call him at home right now and remind him of that moment.
No, why would I run?
You know who would be really?
He's my partner. Why would I run?
Because that's you.
But why wouldn't I say, hey,
no, you know.
I just ruined your upstairs. Why wouldn't I make a joke or...
I don't know.
Ask for a plunger?
You had a minute to think about it. Have you come up with any kind of...
I just
what
panicked.
What was I thinking?
I panicked
I
and
panicked.
I ran. And I got in my car and I drove away as fast as I could. Why? I don't have
and
any
did
idea.
Did he not ask you then? Of course, you know, with this business, there's so many weirdos, and we just all take off.
And there were a lot of people at his house, so it wasn't necessarily me.
Yeah, so, did he bring it up?
No.
He didn't mention that someone had clogged his turlet.
Nope. So that's...
Oh, man, that's beautiful.
That's a little embarrassing.
That's a great story.
That's not a great story.
It is.
Not if you're the one that's... clogging the
toilet. Especially you waited all those years.
Strange things guests did in your house.
Good luck eating that one.
Here's a list of other people, and then we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. Strange things that happened at your house. A guest that was there visiting for a few hours cut their toenails in my living room.
What?
Can you imagine?
No.
I mean, I'm the wrong guy to judge because of the story I just told.
So they're sitting there talking, chatting away, and just cutting their toenails.
Yes.
Ugh. Get out.
Someone stole my winter hoodies and antidepressants.
Okay. Well,
that's a weird thing to steal.
Half of that I can see, for sure.
My son's middle school friend opened all the yogurts in my refrigerator, didn't eat them, just opened up the tinfoil lids.
I wonder what this one is.
All of them.
I wonder what this one is.
Oh, no, they say on the outside what
it
is.
Yeah, I know, but he's just really dumb.
I don't know.
What does it smell like?
So 818-955-KLOS if you have a strangest thing that ever happened in your house from a guest. Call now. Just got a text from my friend Marin who says, you ran out of Bean's house? And I said, yep. One of the most embarrassing things in my life.
Instead of telling him you had just clogged his upstairs toilet.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
In his brand new house.
There's a lot wrong with me.
Well, whatever, man. I kind of get it. I sort of do.
Strangest thing a guest did in your house, KLOS, hello.
Yeah, my girlfriend came over when we were little. She stabbed our chair.
She what?
She stabbed our chair with the knife, the kitchen chair.
Why? Why did she do that?
I have no idea. She came over to get me to walk to school. We were like in first grade. It was crazy. I don't know.
You know, awesome. Actually, speaking of first grade.
I love your friend.
Yeah, my friend in first grade stole a Christmas light that I had.
Really?
Yeah, and I showed up. I always went to his house after school, and I saw it in his bedroom. And I'm like, dude, that's my light. And he's like, nope. I'm like, come on, it's a weird shape. Yeah.
That's super weird.
Yeah, so of course I took it back, and he didn't say anything about it.
But did he stab it?
Yeah. No, fortunately not.
Thanks for calling. KLOS, hello. Strange things guests did to your house.
Especially in first grade.
Well, it's not my house, but this is a little long story, but you're going to like it.
All right.
You got a second?
Yep.
All right. So my friend and I look a lot alike, and so did our wives back then. We got drunk. Went into about 1 a.m. and he passed out and I went into the wrong room. And the wives are very similar, so I knocked one out. And then when it came to, me and his wife looked at each other like, oh, and got out of there, right?
Like, I so doubt
yeah,
this.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I doubt this too.
Yeah, I think that you both knew what you were doing, and you were pretending liar.
It was my first time at that house. I thought I was going into the right room with my wife.
No, you're still trying to tell the story because your friend is still
then
mad at you.
9 months later. 9 months
oh,
later.
Oh, no.
Your baby. No. All right, that's too.
Yeah, we don't believe you.
That's too.
But thank you. That's beautiful.
It's too good. Yes, but no.
It's always that way. You have a story.
It wasn't mine.
It wasn't yours. It was someone else's.
But we still mess with my friends, saying, "Hey, yeah. Oh, it's, how's your wife and my kids?
I'm still not buying it.
I love it. Yes. I want to buy it.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you for calling.
818-955-KLOS. Your guest story. Corey Taylor. Samantha's gone. KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Sluggo just told a story about pooping in somebody's bathroom and then running out and leaving in his car.
It was a brand new house, and I was kind of nervous.
So it's the strangest thing a guest did in your house. KLOS, you have one?
I had a friend of mine over at my house, and after they left, I went to go make a sandwich, and I had watered-down mayonnaise. Sorry.
What? Why did you have watered-down mayonnaise?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know why. It's just weird.
Okay. They watered down your mayonnaise? They poured water into your mayonnaise jar?
Exactly, yes.
Is this a euphemism that I'm totally missing?
Right.
I don't understand why people would do that either, but that's...
Oh, look at this. She's going to hate this. Mayonnaise is not going to be very, very, very thick, and it's going to be watered down.
I'm making a note. That sounds funny.
Yeah, I think we'll do it.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling. That's odd.
Do you poop out at parties?
Right. That's embarrassing. I would hate to be that guy.
Yeah, I've never heard of anyone.
Strangest thing a guest did in your house. You have one?
So this is actually at my mom's house, and I did it.
Okay.
Me and my brother went over to my mom's house for like 4th of July like 3 years ago. And he brought over a girl that he had had a crush on forever and he was trying to get with.
Mm-hmm.
Me and her ended up hooking up in the bathroom. About a week later, I came over just to visit my mom and my brother's in the bathroom fixing the sink. Her ass was so big that it actually broke the sink. And I still mess with him to this day.
Wow.
But did you tell him how the sink got broken?
Yeah, well, right after he fixed it, I pulled him back into one of the spare bedrooms at my mom's house and said, dude, you do realize that was the girl's name. I'm not going to throw her in blast like that.
I mean, give her first name.
Last name, Social Security.
Just first name.
Yeah.
What's her first name? Just her first name.
I'll go with Jenny.
Oh, Jenny was a friend of mine.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Awesome. Thanks for calling, man.
Sorry, I apologize for that right now. KLOS, hello.
I was at a friend's party, and I got a little bit too drunk, and they broke his toilet. The only way I can describe breaking his toilet is like those robbery movies where they're stealing a diamond, and it's like a little piece, like circular out.
Right.
Exactly like that. Just punched it right out of the bowl, and I got out of there, too.
You did? You ran like I did?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
You're not alone.
I thought I was the only
one. You're not
alone. Oh, I'm so happy. One of me.
One of me.
But I got caught.
Oh.
Oh, well, you're not as good as
Kevin
me,
got away with it for 22 years.
I got away with it.
Oh, I got caught.
Wow.
Damn, dude.
All right, I've gone to the bathroom. I'm ready.
I like your little pee song, though. That was nice. Yeah, that was really good.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
There's AC/DC. There's our friend Jed calls them Achduch.
He does call him
that. He likes to pronounce it properly.
Mm-hmm. How was the weekend?
Flemish way.
Good.
Good. How was yours, man?
It was good.
I'm actually fairly not hungover today.
What?
Really not at all. I know.
And your weekend was good?
And it was good.
What?
I don't know. I'm getting too old to party much anymore. What? I guess. Yeah, I know. And just
don't
pack
even
it
try
in.
That on me.
Shut it down.
Don't even try that on me.
You're doing Bismarcky at me now. Don't even give me that.
There is, the Olympics are coming up.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What, in a week?
Japan.
A week, I think, like 23rd.
That. Or might, yes.
So it might be this Friday.
Yes, yeah. Yep, this week.
And there's a huge problem with Olympic Village. I don't know if you've ever seen this, but Olympic athletes have sex like rabbits.
Yeah, like to go at it. Yes.
They go crazy.
That is like
in Olympic Village.
Sure, and I'm sure that goes all the way back to the original Olympics a million years ago.
I assume so.
All an ongoing thing. I love their solution. I think that's what you're going to talk about.
The solution is pretty good.
It ain't going to work.
In the past, they have, I think it was Brazil, the Olympics in Brazil, they handed out 450,000 condoms just to the athletes.
Yeah.
And then there was a stash in different places where they could access more.
And within
because the 42 each athlete had were not enough.
Yep. And within a couple days, they're like, we're out of oil.
Right.
Can we get some more? A
couple days. I just had a crazy night last night. Who's got more?
I mean, when you are that young and you're at the top of your game and
young,
you're in such an amazing shape.
Young, in shape.
Yes. Star.
In most cases, attractive stars.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, it's Bang City.
And you have an event again in 4 or 5 days.
Yeah. And you're not going to see whoever from Czechoslovakia ever again.
Right.
So
apparently it's become a huge problem.
Sure, as it were, if you will.
And in Japan, in Tokyo, what they've decided to do was give them beds that are made out of cardboard.
When I first saw that, I laughed so hard. I'm like, that, especially if I was even one of those things we just said, a star, in perfect shape, young, it would not stop me. I mean,
I
don't care. I'm in the backseat of a car.
On the floor,
I'm
on the,
yeah.
Matter. Yes. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
So that's cute.
But also, I'd be angry if I was an athlete that was interested in my participation. Sleeping in a cardboard bed would suck.
Yeah. You know, I didn't even think of it that way. All I thought about
was awful night's sleep.
Yes. That's terrible. Although with Japan, they probably made him super comfortable. They probably have all sorts of dials and buzzers.
No,
just straight up cardboard
beds. Just cardboard beds. And they're designed to collapse under the weight of two people. And that's what they're hoping because of the coronavirus and the sex that usually happens at an Olympic. Those two things coming together. So they're going to try and discourage it.
So they've decided that, you know, for sure we know how much two people weigh. Let's make this collapse. That will hurt an athlete.
Right.
Collapsing to the floor.
These are top athletes in the world.
Ka-thunk! Well, at 2 a.m, I turned over, and for some reason, my cardboard bed collapsed, and Miss Czechoslovakia was really upset. She took off.
It's so absurd.
It is absurd.
They set up 18,000 cardboard beds.
This is just the sort of extreme thing that authority figures always go to, isn't it? Punish everybody.
Well, and that...
And you make it miserable for all.
Well, that... one is they're athletes there to compete.
Right.
So I'd be angry if I was an athlete there to compete.
100%.
B, it's not going to stop them.
No!
So
of course not.
Why not go ahead and give them a decent night's sleep so they can compete? They're going to bang anyway.
Yeah. Generally, they're not probably going to use the bed. They're going to be up against the wall. They're going to be hanging from the ceiling. They're going to be in the rafters.
Right, these are gymnasts, some of them.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You think they need your stupid bed? The first thing an Irish competitor did was jump up and down on the bed to test it out.
Nice. Of course. That's what you do.
And it was fine.
Oh, you're kidding.
Break.
Oh.
So he was
good
like,
news.
Ah, that's a lie.
Miss Czechoslovakia.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo. On the way, we have our 1 second of nonstop rock. Worth $3,000 before five. Also, President Obama talks UFOs. Coming up in a second. First, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, Sluggo, but it's horny time.
What? It is? Sweet.
Horny time.
Dude, it's always horny time. Horny time.
This is a female who wrote this article about it being horny time. It's an actual thing. She says, do me a favor and think about how you feel right now. Sun's out, guns out. You got your favorite.
You got, say that again.
Sun's out, guns
she
out.
She wrote that?
Yep.
I love her.
You got your favorite loose cottons on. When you look around you, does something, perhaps someone, catch your eye? Are you feeling yourself on a more acute level than you're usually feeling yourself?
Excuse me?
Is there a constant tingle in your nether regions?
Yes. Always, 24/7.
Was your friend, who wasn't hot, all of a sudden very hot and appealing to you?
Is this written to 14-year-old?
Guess what, friends? It's horny time.
That's what
she
says.
She refers to the period of time between early spring and late spring where everyone everywhere wants to F a lot. That's what she says.
In the 1800s, they said it nicely, when a young man's fancy turns to romance.
Yes. Well, apparently there's a very short amount of time that it actually happens.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So you got to get it on quick.
The horny time is serious,
dude.
She says, you've emerged from winter. You were wearing a lot of clothes, and now you're wearing fewer clothes.
Especially here in L.A. It was a cold winter.
You are absorbing the vitamin D. Yes, you are.
Is that what that's called?
The horny time is short-lived and a fleeting phenomenon, she says.
Yeah, I think I lost mine when I was in my teens, yeah. So, oh, you mean every
she
year?
She says everyone is.
Every year.
Oh. For a brief few weeks, everyone is. Uh-huh. So that should include you. Clean and not sweaty and fresh-faced. We get haircuts and manicures.
Do we?
We take cool showers.
Do we? Have you ever taken a cold shower? Has that ever worked for you at all?
I have when I'm incredibly hot.
You've tried? Oh, yeah, but yeah, not incredibly hot. Down.
No, no, when I'm overheated.
But not when you're incredibly hot. That's ridiculous.
We've spring cleaned our apartments. We're eager to connect again to other members of human species.
No, we're not. She's not talking to me, I guess.
She is.
All. Yeah, is she?
She's saying, here are some things to do when it's horny time. Talk to lots of people. Don't be shy.
Yeah, well, no problem.
Wear loose clothing.
No, I won't make anyone sick.
Bring protection wherever you go.
Always. Don't. Never do.
I wear three. Just take one off.
Nice.
It's light as hell. Bring protection wherever you go. Sunscreen and water bottles are your friends.
What? How does that make you get some?
Be open to new experiences. The horny time demands it. The horny time demands it.
She took me to be in a really deep voice. The horny time demands it.
So apparently it's horny time. Who knew?
Oh, yeah.
Who knew?
I'm happy about that.
I was not aware.
No. Happy horny time.
Right.
Is this a Hallmark card for that?
I hope so.
Couple from Jimmy and a two for Tuesday.
You know how there are weird laws on the books?
Yes.
In pretty much everywhere?
Very weird.
And they never really get around to taking them all out?
Right.
I don't know why.
There's a lot of sex laws. You can't do this. You can't do that.
Correct.
We could arrest you if we wanted to.
And, of course, no one gets arrested for it because they're old. Most of them are old and outdated.
Right.
But I found a bunch from Europe.
No.
In Milan, it's a legal requirement to smile at all times.
Oh, get out of here.
Except for funerals or hospital visits.
But wow.
Again, you can't imagine that they actually put
But
that
I mean,
practice.
It's one of those things this is one of the most annoying things anyone can say to you. Hey, smile.
Yeah, I hate it.
Why don't you smile? You know, if you smile,
you'll like this one. During Munich's Oktoberfest, no person is ever legally drunk, no matter how much alcohol they've consumed.
Munich! That's awesome. That rules.
In Turkey, it is against the law to fall in love with a neighbor's son, daughter, wife, servant, or animal.
How are you supposed to keep yourself from falling in love? I can see maybe they
with
could
an
say
animal.
Yeah, specifically.
Yes.
And most especially with an animal. But I mean, how are you supposed to keep from falling in love? I can see you're not allowed to actually do anything with them, but you
can't
fall in love with them? Yeah. How are you supposed to stop that? Yeah, he agrees. It's not possible.
During Sweden's long hours of winter darkness, it is...
I don't know what's going on.
What am I listening to?
No, I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh, you can't stop it? During Sweden's long hours of winter darkness, it is illegal to complain that you wish it was sunny.
Oh,
I'd have to shut my trap.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to,
I'd have to just stop complaining altogether.
How do these things get on the books, too?
I don't know how they ever started.
Right?
If someone knocks on your door in Scotland and requests the use of your toilet, you must allow them access.
Oh, sure. And he's got an axe and he's holding a head, but come on in. Have a pee. That's fine.
Doesn't say anything about an axe and a head, but Driving while wearing flip-flops or sandals is a criminal offense in Spain that comes with a fine of 200 euro, which is about $240.
That's actually not a bad idea, because your flip-flops are going to fly off while you're driving.
You can get a fine for spitting in Barcelona.
Hmm.
As bizarre as it may sound, it's illegal to be drunk in a pub in Britain.
What?
That is still on the books.
I've officially broken the law in Britain. Yay! Man, I've been plastered.
It's legal to marry a dead person in France.
Hot damn.
How about that?
Happy Bastille Day.
In Tallinn, Estonia's capital, it is strictly forbidden to play chess during sex.
Again, I really want to know that.
How? What brought that
origins,
about?
Yes.
Huh. In France, tourists included are legally required to carry a portable breathalyzer in their vehicle when driving. You have to bring your own.
Yeah, what the hell?
You have to bring your own.
You know, I have one actually at the bar. At
do
home.
You?
Yeah,
just so you
funny.
Can see how
yes,
high
exactly.
you can get it.
Yes,
yeah.
exactly.
In Switzerland, it is illegal to flush the toilet after 10 p.m. if you live in an apartment.
Huh.
And finally, the strangest one that I've seen here in Denmark.
Uh-huh.
If a person finds a lost child.
Okay.
They can claim that child as their own if a parent does not turn up within 2 hours.
2 hours? Wow. You know, forget all the adoption process. Just head over there.
Just go to Denmark, find a kid. The parents may not even know he's gone in 2 hours.
120 minutes and your life changes drastically.
You can claim that child as
Mine.
Your own.
Now get to work. Go clean up the bathroom.
Right? Somebody needs to do some work around here. It's going to be you.
Why did we adopt you?
You're the new kid. Favorite song right now.
Oh, it's so good.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I've been looking forward to this for a while. You make little notes. Kevin makes these nice little notes. He puts together this little grid for our precious little show. And I saw this a while ago. I was impaled.
It came from you showing me a picture on your phone.
Yeah, that's right. I do have a lot of weird pictures
and
on my phone.
Don't remember exactly what was impaled.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
We're not going to talk about it on the radio.
All right. So we're going to take your calls in a minute at 818-955-KLOS.
Yeah.
We had an intern at the other station.
Yeah.
And she was a USC student.
Okay.
And she was staying on campus.
Uh-huh.
And something happened. She was drunk, I think.
Right. That so often plays into it.
Somehow she fell out of the second story window.
Oh, damn.
And landed on a metal fence.
So she was reenacting the Omen, right?
Yes.
Wow.
You know the metal fence with like broom handle size?
Yeah, little spikes.
Yes.
We sort of wonder why they do that exactly.
It went through her side and back.
Oh my God.
And she was hanging there.
Oh my God.
Until they called the fire department.
We have a woman impaled on a fence. Think the Omen. Come on
she
over.
She was literally hanging there.
First of all, she fell out of some
second story window.
Seconds,
yes.
Yeah. So that yep. maybe not hitting the ground was probably a good thing for her.
I'm not positive.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
Because,
yeah. I don't know. Not going and landing on that.
Sounded like it may have been the worst thing ever.
Holy
especially
cow.
Because she had to continue to hang there.
Yeah, until they bothered showing up.
And I'm sure people started gathering yeah. around.
Hey, look at that.
How do we? Right? But I would guess some of the other ones would say, how do we help?
Yeah, don't pull her off because you're...
That's what you don't know.
No, well, I wouldn't think so because then you open the wound. So suddenly you're just, everything's gushing out.
That's why you call the fire department.
Yeah, that's why you let those guys deal
because
with it.
Because let the professionals deal with it.
So, yes. Did she show you the,
yes.
the hole?
Yes.
She showed you the hole?
A scar.
Scar, yeah.
Yeah.
On both sides.
Yes.
So like here and then
mm-hmm.
on your, I'm pointing to my back and
yes.
my side. That's horrible!
Like the side of your
that's
stomach
awesome.
And then your back. It was
really
pretty
cool.
awesome. But only awesome in that it didn't happen to us.
Was she working at that place when I was when yeah. this happened?
No.
Oh, okay. This
no,
was,
it was
in her,
after
in
this
her
happened.
Deep dark past.
Yes.
Okay.
And we found out about it.
Well,
that's all,
like,
we,
oh,
talked
oh, cool.
all we talked about.
Sure, of
because
course.
Because it's a
good let's call her now.
Story.
Yeah. Let's call her. Right
I wish I could. I was trying to figure out her name.
Yeah. Hey,
yeah. So she was impaled. But
yeah,
we're not looking for that.
Crazy.
Let's be honest. We're not going to find that level of impaled.
Or are we?
Are we?
Were you impaled?
I mean, I've had, you know, you step on a nail and it goes through your foot, that kind of thing.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I was playing in the backyard in a super windy day. And my dad was like, get off that bike and come in the house now. And, of course, immediately after not obeying him, I fell off my bike and landed on a fence board that had fallen with a nail, double-pronged nail. And one went all the way, like, through, so it was a little piece
through your hand, yeah.
Of course, my dad, not thinking, grabbed me and took me to the car and drove me to wherever, hospital or something, without leaving a note for mom. So she gets home. And there's blood everywhere.
Oh, great.
A bike laying on its side. None of us here. No big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, so that was fun.
We played...
but that's not like getting your fence through you.
Yeah, but I don't think we're going to get any that extreme.
I don't know. What have you got?
818-955-KLOS. I did have one where... listen, I was a dumb kid.
That's a gibbon. All kids
so
are.
We were playing in the park and we had a knife.
Uh-huh.
And we were throwing it and sticking it in the ground.
Sure.
And then at some point, we took our shoes off.
Right.
And we started like throwing it near the other person's foot.
Oh my God. But yeah, that's what you do.
Right?
Yes.
Because, wow, that was close.
Right. Because there's no way you're going to miss. You, in the back of your head, you know,
that's
this is really
think.
Dumb. Yeah. You know, like, you really shouldn't be.
And then it stuck in my foot. So that happened. Oh. I mean, that's.
Well, so what was your immediate reaction when that happened?
I think it was just shock because I just kind of stood there and looked at it.
I'm like, oh, that's not right.
This went terribly south.
And did everybody split like they do?
Yes.
Isn't that?
Just so, run in every direction. Hey, I'm still here with a knife in my foot.
I had nothing to do with this.
So dumb. All right. So you were impaled. That's what we're looking for at 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. You know, we have a timer here. But it doesn't help. It's been showing double zeros for...
Yeah, I think the song ended about a minute ago.
It's really strange. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. And KLOS, you were impaled?
Impaled by bicycle handlebars.
Oh!
Right from my junk.
Oh! That hurts.
Damn!
That hurts just to hear.
What happened?
Mm-hmm.
After.
Right.
At first I thought it was the handlebar went through and through, but I guess it was the brake lever and the handlebar stabbed me. I got to take an ambulance ride and get about 12 stitches, 15 stitches, I recall.
But did you lose anything?
Oh, no. I still got everything. Oh.
15 stitches in the junk?
No, right next to it.
Oh, you're so lucky.
Oof. Man. All right, I can breathe again now.
Yes,
thanks
agreed.
For calling.
KLOS, hello. You were impaled.
Hello, gentlemen. I was impaled. Now, I was calling in when somebody said somebody was getting thrown something at them and it stuck in them.
A knife, yeah.
Yeah, I had a similar story. Me and some buddies, we decided when we were like 12 that we should take turns throwing darts at each other from my parents' balcony.
Why?
What is wrong with kids?
Why are 12-year-old boys so incredibly stupid?
This is before the internet.
All right, so what happened?
The very first dart that got thrown stuck me right in my bare feet.
Oh, my God.
It was just sticking straight up, and we didn't know what to do. So we just stopped the game, and I walked around with that in my foot for about an hour.
Would to be funny?
You were afraid to take it out?
I was afraid to take it out, but I also wanted to show my parents.
Right. Oh, okay.
Why would you want to show your parents? Just to confirm their suspicions that you're an idiot?
Yeah, like you gotta show them what you do when they're gone.
No, I'm the last thing in the world.
Yeah, I was really good at concealing that.
That's,
right on.
That's the dumb thing you did.
Yeah, take us to Disneyland instead. That's good. Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, you were impaled?
Yeah, I was riding a bike to go grab some spaghetti sauce from CVS, mm-hmm. and a car pulled out in front of me, and I hit the front brakes on accident. Flew over my bike, and the reflector impaled itself into my upper thigh, right next to my junk.
Oh, man.
You know, it's amazing those things make it through childhood, because there's always something.
What kind of view did it have?
Right on. Thanks for calling in, man.
Thank you.
That's a really weird question.
I
love that. Hi, KLOS, were you impaled?
Yes, I was, Sluggo.
What happened?
Do tell.
Yeah.
I was about 10 years old, and we had one of our cats in those old-fashioned pet carriers that were wood and iron.
Mm-hmm.
And I was walking with a book in my hand, and I cut the corner too quick, and the part of the rod that holds the cage for the carrier impaled my calf and took a chunk out of the meat, and it was hanging by the skin. And it took about 16 stitches.
Oof.
I still have the scar.
Oh.
It looked like the shape of a candy corn.
Oh, wow.
That's what you get for having a cat.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
How dare you, sir. Hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
You impaled yourself?
No, me and my sister used to play stretch with a bayonet.
I'm sorry, what?
We used to play stretch with a bayonet.
Stretch?
You know, where you stand.
I don't know
where you throw the knife at somebody's feet and you have to stretch to it.
Okay, and you were playing it with a bayonet.
I would just like to point out that this is the first mention of a girl.
Yeah, you're right.
Doing
you're right.
Something
you're
this
right.
Stupid, and yeah. It's because of
it's
him.
Because of brother. Right. Yeah. Older or younger brother were you?
It was my younger sister.
Yeah, there of you course. Go. Yeah.
Of course.
So what happened with the bayonet?
It stuck on the leg, what, a couple of times?
A couple of times?
Why did you have a bayonet?
Yeah, a better question.
I don't know. I was a teenager. We found it somewhere.
Like in old stuff. Were you out on the battlefield from Gettysburg and you were digging up? Hey, look, a bayonet. Let's find the bayonet.
Get over here, sister.
Here, throw this at your feet. Awesome. Thanks for calling.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Yes, we have our 1 second of nonstop raw.
Raw. I mean, I thought that guy was going to win. I thought he knew it for sure.
And it's worth $5,000 this hour.
Because he didn't.
He did not get it.
So $5,000 it's up to.
A Florida fisherman is lucky to be alive today because...
Florida.
Yep. Guy in Florida. What a surprise. Yeah. He was nearly attacked by a giant alligator while fishing in the Everglades. Guy's name is Tommy Lee.
Wait, Tommy Lee?
He was hunting for...
Tommy Lee from Motley Crue?
No. This
is like a whole new The Dirt. Right on, Tommy Lee!
What was
he doing in Florida?
This is just a guy named Tommy Lee. It happens to have his name. He was fishing.
Yeah.
And a big-ass alligator. A big-ass alligator.
Right.
Emerged from the water and started charging him.
Charging Tommy Lee?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, Tommy, dude, what are you doing out there anyway fishing? I mean, that's what's out there. All these alligators and stuff. I'd be like, it's not worth trying even.
I mean, it chased him.
Oh, my God.
And then Tommy Lee had his GoPro on. Right. Not that one.
Tommy Lee from Motley Crue.
No, he had his GoPro on.
Right.
And he said, you got to be careful here. This is where the scariness begins. And he fell. And then he starts like crawling away from the alligator. It didn't get him. In the end, he turned around and just went back in the water. But
right.
Almost.
Yeah.
Hello?
Rippin. Hey, did I hear my name? Yeah.
Tommy Lee?
Sluggo, Kevin. It's your old friend Tommy Lee. Yeah, rock and roll. Yeah.
Dude, are you all right? I told you it was Tommy Lee. I knew it.
You're so right, Sluggo. Yeah.
What happened, if you could tell us from firsthand information then, Tommy?
Oh, man. Well, you know, I go down to Florida couple times a month for my drum circle with Jason Bonham and Max Weinberg. You know, we do a Bayou drum circle, and we just, you know, it's all about life in the fast lane, rocking and rolling, you know, guitar picks, hot chick, drumsticks.
And alligators.
And alligators, yeah. And, it, you know, when you're down there in the Bayou, man, you got to understand, like, like, crocs are going to come and alligators, so... It's not my first encounter. I remember one time me, John Bon Jovi, and Geddy Lee made an alligator airtight. And
that did not happen.
Survived. Yeah, it just survived. A lot of meat there, you know? Rock and roll. But this one cruised up on me. I was like, whoa.
Right.
And I was normally a lot more mobile, but I was wearing my leather pants. You know,
like you do when you go fishing, sure. Yeah, and you're Tommy Lee, yeah.
My mobility was a bit compromised, you know, and I couldn't get away too quick. Luckily, I got a glory hole in my leather pants.
Well, that's nice.
Anaconda, and I was able to batter it into the ground like a tent spike. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, we do.
Tommy, thanks for calling in, man. We're glad you're safe.
Yeah, rock and roll.
During that song, Bob Saget told us that's the only song that he can make love to. And I think that's true.
That's a beautiful thing. I listen to it 4 or 5 times a day.
How you been, Bob?
Really good. I'm happy to be able to say that. I've been back and performing, which is it's different, and people really want it. And I didn't know how much I love it, and I've never loved stand-up more, I don't think, in my life, because to be able to get out and hear laughter and see people enjoying themselves, and I'm not talking about politics or anything, you know, I'm just trying to have fun with people. And
what was it like when you... Things.
I do want to ask you about the difference between introverts and extroverts, because Sluggo really hasn't changed much. He likes to stay home.
Yeah, right. This has been pretty easy for me overall. Yes. Yeah, this time.
So you were always in quarantine pretty much?
Pretty much, yes. Yeah. Much to the human race,
the
they're very happy
about
it.
The world just bent to Sluggo's rules for a little while. But
well,
you're not that way.
I've run into you, Sluggo. You've always had a mask on. So
that's true.
You had that whole eyes wide shut thing going for a while.
But Bob, you've been, you know, you go to dinner six nights a week, I think.
I love going to dinner, yeah. And that's one of the things that I have missed the most. But I've been going to dinner in socially distant ways that they're doing it in places, and I've been enjoying it. And my wife and I, Kelly, were in San Francisco. I did a show on 420 on a rooftop with a bunch of stone people, and I performed with a bunch of other comedians, and it just felt good, you know? I got a contact high, and I'm back now.
Okay, good. We talked to a bunch of people today who sounded like they still weren't back yet.
Yeah.
No, there are people that are not.
Bit of a hangover.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that went to that thing?
Yes.
Oh my God, it was interesting. But and now I'm back and doing the Irvine Improv. I'm opening it.
This is the grand reopening of the Irvine Improv.
I was supposed to do the drive-in, and then that was like a week ago would have been or more. And
really?
Then they said, no, we're not doing the drive-in. We want you to open the place. So my buddy Mike Young, who's wonderful, is going to be there with me, and we're doing it. And it seats like almost 500 people, but it's going to be about, I guess, a couple hundred, but Saturday's already sold out, and then I guess tomorrow night's the only night we got tickets for. But
Bob's not good on Fridays, you guys. Sorry.
I'm sorry. It's Shabbat. But I love every set. It's unbelievable. You know, sometimes I'll do a gig, and they'll say, well, because I opened the Hard Rock in Atlantic City last Saturday, and they said, you'll do two shows instead of one. I'm in a 7,000-seat room with 1,000 people each show, sold out.
Wow. What does that feel like? I mean, does it seem like, you know, you haven't sold out the show? Does it take a minute?
Not at all.
Yeah,
not
good.
At all. Actually,
right.
It's the least amount of pressure I've ever had.
Oh, wow. Right.
Like, wow, I sold out. And I went, yeah, look at it. It's cool. And you know what? The laughs were... They wanted to be there so bad.
Right, I'm sure.
See that where you're rooting for the performer, yes, because you're dying to have fun.
It's
as
been
well.
So long. How long has it been since you did an actual show? When was the one last one? Do you remember?
The last one, I did one private show, and by that I don't mean like in a strip club. I did some business thing that was done very safe. But before that, it was in Ohio for Dave Chappelle. He was having his summer camp.
All right.
I was Dave had me come in, and it was Chris Tucker, Chris Spencer, Louis C.K., Darnell, and Michelle Wolf, and I loved it so much. It was like being jettisoned out into the world again, and then it kind of shut down for a longer period of time, and then I'm back.
So
you know?
For the Irvine Improv, tickets available for Friday, Saturday sold out. Is it? How is it going to look? Do you have to wear masks? Is there food? Is there booze?
There's food and drink. So as they do on airplanes, which is the silliest scientific theory, which is everyone take off your mask to eat and drink.
Yeah, that makes sense. No, whatever. I'm like, okay.
You're far enough away, so if someone flies out of somebody's nose, it doesn't land in your nachos, you know?
I mean, that's the best news, yeah.
Yeah,
and most people, my audiences seem to be vaccinated. And if not, they've had it, or they think they won't get it, because they're just impenetrable. They're superhuman. They're made of, I don't know, Legos. But I'm fully vaccinated, but it doesn't mean you can't carry it, apparently. I don't know what the science is. I just know that I'm vaccinated.
Yeah, something about it, it's not going to send you to the hospital if you get it, but you might still get it after you've been vaccinated both times or
right,
whatever.
And I've got a lot of COVID merch. No, I don't.
You should. That's probably a good idea.
Bob Saget mask.
Yeah.
Right, antibody test. But I'm just really so thankful to be able to have the opportunity to go back. And
sure.
and to not take it for granted, and also be safe in how I'm doing it too, and want them to be safe, even whether they want to observe or not. It's the standards of going there. You have to follow their guidelines.
Yeah. Right. Did you find any new hobbies while we were all shut down? Did you find you were talented at something?
I didn't know I would go through so many cases of baby oil, but I actually, my podcast, which has my name in it, Bob Saget's Here For You, mm-hmm. has been taking up a bit of time. I went to the Cayman Islands and filmed a movie.
Oh, wow.
I was in a movie with some really talented people, Joel David Moore, Jason Jones, Carly Chaikin, and Mary Lynn Rice Cub, and some other Iggy Pop. Iggy Pop what? Is the name that I think you would like.
Okay. Yeah, did he have a shirt on any
he
time
wore
at all?
A shirt.
He wore did?
A shirt,
what? Wow.
Tan is better than ever.
Of course.
Saw anything like it.
Of course it is.
He had a matching briefcase that went with it. And he was delightful. I didn't have any scenes with him because he dies early on. Spoiler alert. But it's a comedy, dark comedy of murder and wanting to kill one of your siblings.
Excellent.
To get the money. And I really enjoyed it. And look, we went into 16 days of quarantine to make it.
Wow.
With a guard outside the door.
Wow.
One young lady, not on our party, but one person went and broke quarantine, and she went literally for 3 months into prison. They put
wow.
her in jail there.
Holy
There's no
cow.
COVID in the Cayman Islands.
Oh, is that right?
Wow. So anybody that doesn't believe in the science, I'm sorry, there's no COVID there, but it's strict. But it's only 75,000 people, and a lot of them, I think, have, I don't know. It's weird
for you to leave this society and go to a place where there's no COVID.
Yeah.
There's no COVID, and you're in quarantine, so you get a little bitchy, but then when you get out, it's like, I'm not wearing a mask.
So as usual, the Cayman Islands are paradise.
It was amazing. It was beautiful. And their money is like a Bitcoin. It's shiny. I don't know what it means. I don't know what they're, but it's real. And I got to be with people and work with wonderful people and then come back to a more of a different world. And I just want the world to, we all want the same thing.
It is funny. Everybody is dying for the same thing. You want to get on stage. They want you to get on stage because they want life to be normal again as well.
Yep. It's so meaningful. And, you know, some people go, oh, one guy, just one guy on Twitter goes, oh, he's being sincere, like he cares. I'm like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's not possible. There's never a moment.
Nancy.
Celebrities don't care, Bob.
Yeah.
No, they just want to be, and I understand them being mad and struggle, you know, because everybody's been told what to do, and no matter what you believe, nobody wants to.
No, it sucks for people who believe it too.
Yeah, it sucks for everybody.
Yeah.
But to be able to get out and do it means it's happening, it's starting, and I get to do it. Damn,
right.
And I get to tell jokes that hopefully my opening is the same, which is I'll just give it away, which is I don't want to offend anybody, so good night. I mean, what am I going to do?
I mean, that is pretty much your only option.
People take everything I say wrong anyway. If you read it in print or see old clips from 30 years ago, I'm doomed. But, but you know I've got a heart of gold. In fact,
of course.
It takes me to the bottom of the pool. I'm making earrings out of my heart. I'm going to try 4 versions until someone out there laughs in their car.
Bob,
this is the time they're driving where they can let one fly in the car.
Yes, isn't that wonderful? Yes.
Yes.
I would think.
All right, so there are tickets available for tomorrow night. Where do people go for the Irvine Improv?
Yeah, I guess they do that. There's a Slack. Or you can go to bobsaget.com and just hit the button. Just go to
Bob Saget and hit the button.
Hit that button.
Hit that button, and it'll just take you to tomorrow night. And then it's a nice drive. It's not even far now because of traffic being kind of... Well, people are working, though. Friday night.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, but then you guys find it. You're in studio, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
It's amazing. And you practice safe everything? You wear body condoms?
Yeah.
Listen,
yeah.
I had it twice, and we've been vaccinated.
Yeah.
We're ready to go.
Yeah,
100%. Yeah, you did have it. Yeah, that's right. And I got vaccinated. I did the drive-in where you put your butt out the window.
Oh, nice.
Give the arm. And what's so weird is everybody recognized me. And I didn't even... They never saw my face.
I know that butt.
Right. So apparently it's been in post offices everywhere. Except that joke doesn't work because we haven't been in a post office for a year and a half.
You're going to have to retool everything.
Everything's getting... Including that.
All right. Bob Saget is at the grand reopening of the Irvine Improv this weekend. You can get tickets for tomorrow night's show at bobsaget.com. My friend, it's good to talk to you again. Thank you.
I miss you. I can't wait to see you guys.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Bye. America has a drinking problem.
Yeah!
Bum, 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 bum. This is in the Atlantic. And this makes me think of you, my friend Sligo.
And we should get Heidi on the phone because she talks about drinking about as much as I do.
Probably. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. I love her in the morning.
Have her take the same quiz that you're about to take?
Yeah, let's call her at home. Yeah.
Fine with that. The Atlantic, though, the article starts going south pretty quickly because it says a few times if more Americans had been drinking more heavily than now, the Mayflower landed at Plymouth Rock. I was like, nope, I'm out. I don't need a whole history lesson.
You don't need to go back that far.
Nope.
With your little drinking deal.
So I found a little drinking test.
Oh, nice.
Online that we're going to have you answer.
Perfect, cool.
As I believe you are a working, high-functioning alcoholic.
Is that why the general manager and the program director are standing outside
That's
the window?
That's correct.
Oh, it's an intervention.
It's an intervention.
It's been a couple hours since I had one of these.
Boy, and in what world am I leading an intervention?
It's a sad time, dude.
All right, let's listen.
Okay.
If you're trying to figure out if someone is a problem drinker, mm-hmm. the first thing you need to know is something that only the drinker can answer.
Okay.
If you feel comfortable enough, you can ask the drinker this question.
All right.
Have you ever felt you should cut back on your drinking?
Duh.
Sluggo, have you ever felt like you should cut back on your drinking?
Well, let me put it this way. Duh. Of course.
I love the soft music. I love her very soft tones.
We're going to get a joke. This is not the way to approach us,
I don't
folks.
Think so. No. I don't think you'll respond to her.
No.
But let's give it a try.
Yeah, shut up.
All right.
If a person who drinks is uncomfortable with how much he or she is drinking, that means they're probably drinking excessively and on some level aware of it.
I mean, I think that's fair to say.
Sure, of course. Absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some problem drinkers have decided to cut back and found themselves unable to do so.
Have you ever decided to cut back and found yourself unable to do
you
so?
You know, for the sake of radio, I want to say yes, but the fact is, no, I've never had a problem.
Really?
No.
Haven't.
Anytime I've needed to back down. And as I get older, it's less and less.
So you have had times in your life where you backed down because you felt like you needed to.
I'm drinking so much less than I did in my
That's not possible.
And 20s. Yeah. Oh, my God,
You're
yes.
swimming through your life.
Yeah, I know. You should have seen it back then, dude. Remember when I didn't show up for radio jobs back in the
sure,
day?
Sure, there was that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some behavioral signs of alcohol abuse can include increasing legal troubles.
Are you having increasing legal troubles?
Oh, I got sideswiped on the freeway the other day, but that's all taken care of.
I don't think that's it.
No.
Okay, let's try.
Showing up intoxicated at work.
Absolutely, 100%.
Hungover, does that count really? Like, seriously hungover?
You've never shown up to work
stoned?
Drunk? Come on.
Yeah, but not recently. Yeah, it's been a little while.
Yo-yoing, which is drinking and then stopping in a repeated pattern over time.
Yo-yoing.
You mean like over like 5 minutes, you know, you stop for a second and then have another bottle?
I think she means months.
I see.
I'm not positive.
Well, maybe we should be asking you these questions,
Are
too.
You
should we both be asking these
really
questions?
I don't really drink on a daily basis.
Right.
When I do, I'd go hard.
Right. Or,
all right, let's continue.
Yeah. Okay.
Overreacting to any perceived criticism leveled against their drinking.
Right.
Oh, especially against the drinking. I will say that, yes, there's a little bit of that occasionally.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's been a long time since someone's like, really? You're going to have another? Shut up!
But it's not your wife, is it?
No.
Okay,
certainly
all right,
not.
Good.
Experiencing increasing financial problems.
All right.
Well, that's radio.
That?
I mean, that's just plain radio.
But
that's the stupid
is
business.
Alcohol adding to the problem?
I don't
My
think
friend?
So.
Okay.
I don't, maybe probably the management. It's oh no, so they're right outside the window. I forgot.
Stealing and likely lying about it.
Oh, probably. I'm sure you've
sure,
done that.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah.
When a person who regularly abuses alcohol stops drinking or significantly reduces the amount of intake, withdrawal symptoms will emerge. Symptoms can include shaking, anxiety, and the desire for a drink.
And we're right back at the beginning.
You know, I got to say, though, those are really actually pretty good questions. So I guess I'm a little better off than I thought I was.
So you passed this quiz better than you thought you would.
I did.
I thought you would fail more spectacularly.
You're a
better working alcoholic than I knew.
Yeah, exactly. I honestly think that my deal with that is that if you can't make it to work, if it's getting you...
Meaning that you can't physically show up?
Pretty much, or you can't do your job or whatever.
Right.
That's when it's a problem. As long as it's
what
on your time and you're fine.
What if you've never been able to do your job well, but it's not because of drinking?
Yeah, that's me. There you go.
That's both of our problems.
All right, as promised earlier, here you go. New Volbeat.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
And tomorrow morning, Sahara Tops will be back. You know, that is a vicious, vicious dinosaur.
Is it?
Yeah, I don't know if you saw the 15th Jurassic Park, but they did address Sahara Tops.
Oh, I did not realize that.
It tends to rip up Vegas fans. Mm. I don't know why. And then sometimes gives them trips to Vegas for no apparent reason.
At two different times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's crazy. What time is it?
8 and 9 o'clock.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, crazy Ceratops tomorrow with Heidi and Frank. Hope he doesn't bite you in the butt. So we were talking about Greg a little while ago. He was always wandering around the building with something really odd in his arms, and he's here now.
Yay, right?
Yay.
Well, it sounded forced, but I'll take it.
There's usually a girl that calls and asks, hey, when is Greg Beharo coming on? She's studying. She's in college or something in Canada. Do you know who that is by chance?
Yeah, regular caller.
She's awesome. Yes. She's very funny.
But she always calls long before you're supposed to be on the radio. Oh, like, what are you doing?
Is she the one who works in the marijuana dispenser?
Yes. Oh,
yeah. Well,
yes.
There you go.
Didn't
There's
think of
your
it.
Answer.
Didn't
yeah.
think of it.
There you go.
Yeah.
So I do. I think this is. Do we gonna do the intervention?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Dude, about your Coke problem. Really,
we need to talk. This would come up.
Yeah.
Eventually.
We do need to talk about it.
Yeah.
How many Cokes do you drink a night?
Well, over the course of a day, it's 24.
What?
Wow! No cans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what?
Oh, okay. So we're still offended at that.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh. I don't know. Offended is the word. I'm just
24
impressed.
Cans of Coke in 1 hour. I mean, in one day.
Oh, an hour. There's a challenge.
Yeah. Do
in
it.
A day. Yeah.
In a day.
But only 12 at night. So we're good.
Well, that's
while you're working, you do 12.
12. Yeah.
And you work 5 hours.
Well, ish.
Ish.
Yes. I mean, I see you walking around the building all the time with a 12 pack of Coke every night, and I'm
I'll tell you what. There's aspartame in it, right? Aspartame is used in the mummification process, so my insides are quite young.
Well, I didn't look at it that way.
Yeah, okay. So.
Can we look at it that way?
You have the insides of a 12-year-old.
Cut him open and see.
Very
Cut
healthy.
Him open.
Now, a moment with Kevin.
It's the same as, except for we use 1 second of any song in the middle and beginning wherever.
This has been a moment with Kevin. And now, a moment with Kevin.
Okay, I'm going to play it for you one more time, and maybe you can just either become more
Whoa, where's this going?
This has been a moment with Kevin.
Is there really anything more important on this day in rock than the fact that Mick Jagger was born in 1943 on this day in rock? The Eagles' fourth album became their very first album to land at number one on the U.S. album charts on this day in rock in 1975. One of these nights stayed atop for 5 weeks. It was on this day in rock in 2006 that Paul McCartney's very first guitar was sold at an Abbey Road Studios auction for about $500,000.